Welcome to Engagement Head. I'm Sloppy Dave.
And I'm Quentin.
And it's just...
This is Chris.
And this is Dubin.
Alright. And why were you singing Mario?
Because we're playing Super Mario All-Stars on Super Nintendo.
And why are you playing Super Nintendo?
Because you have it in your room. Because
I brought it back.
Yeah, right. Good job, Dave.
Anyway, so Steven was here, and then he got stolen by Sam, so we don't have Steven. Yeah. But that's okay. We're ready for the show. Me and Quentin are probably the only people that are going to be able to pay attention.
I'll be able to pay attention. I can do two things at one time.
I can't even pay attention now, apparently, and I'm just watching. So anyway, week recap. Let's see. Spring break. What did everyone do, Evan?
Let me see. Pretty much, I helped out with the band. My band director paid me a pretty penny for helping out with the wind ensemble this semester, and helped out with the jazz ensemble. Gave a lesson. Pretty much just chilled with the family the whole time.
No, jump on top of the wire.
Okay.
And do the damn thing.
So, Chris, how was your summer vacation?
Spring break, you mean?
Spring break, yes.
Well, I went home, and I was planning on practicing a lot, and I didn't do any of that. So, I slept, ate lots of salad, and Saturday and Sunday I played in a golf tournament.
Really? How'd you do?
I did really well. We did like a mock version of the President's Cup.
Yeah.
Like, we had the president of the country club and the pro... the country club, and they both picked teams.
Right.
And we played 4 9-hole matches. I think it was Captain's Choice, Alternate Shot, Best Ball, and then Singles. And I won all 4 of my matches.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you shoot?
Nice. I think it was at or about like an 82 or something like
that. That's not bad. That's what, 12 handicap or something like that?
10
handicap.
My spring break was pretty good, I guess. I went back to Raleigh. I left at 5 a.m. on Monday night or Tuesday morning, as it were. I just felt like driving in the dark. It's very peaceful.
Peaceful.
And so then I got home at like 7. Actually, everyone already knows this because I recorded a show with Gabe. I forgot. Yeah.
I didn't listen to that show.
I haven't even listened to the past 4 of them because I haven't had time to download them. But I'll get to that.
Weird. So I don't know. I was in Raleigh some. I went to Capital City Cigars some, and that was pretty cool.
Nice.
I hung out with a few friends. Actually, I didn't hang out with enough people as many as I thought I was going to. Anyway. It's very hard to record this while watching Super Mario Brothers 3.
Amazing, isn't it? I haven't seen this in so long.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But
running slides.
Anyway, what about you, Q?
My spring break was all right. Mostly, I worked at Radio Shack, and I actually did fairly well. You know, I think I made commission so far.
How much?
So that's good.
Oh, you haven't made any?
I think I'm making commission.
Nice.
To make commission, you have to sell $100, you know, a day, $100 an hour, you know, for the hours that you work. Every day.
Really?
You know, and because of spring break, I should be there.
So do you work behind the counter? Or?
Yeah, we're behind the counter.
Okay.
Yeah. You could do a slide there, okay? Okay, that's what I tried.
Anyway, I know you can do a slide there.
That's pretty much all I did during spring break.
I hate those fucking boxes.
I've never seen someone suck so much at Super Mario Brothers 3.
So how was your spring break?
My spring break was good.
Accident?
What's next?
Pirate rants, which we don't have any, so let's just do our own.
We're a bunch of happy motherfuckers.
I'm not. I brought back Tetris Attack. Okay, I brought back Tetris Attack for Super Nintendo. I thought I was pretty good at Tetris Attack, and I guess I'm okay at it or whatever, but I beat it on the hardest level, and then I unlocked a new hardest level. It's like, really ridiculous.
So if it was the hardest level?
Well, it was the hardest level in the game, like, available at first. And then it turns out there's a secret harder, like...
And you unlocked that.
And I unlocked
it. It's hard as shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really hard, but now I'm, like, stuck on it, and, it's ridiculous.
How does it make you feel that, some Asian kid probably has beaten the hardest level and is screaming at his Nintendo right now, saying, why is there not a harder level?
I'm sure. It's possible. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll beat it eventually.
Well, you know Dave.
I am Asian. Apparently. That's my only pirate, I guess. Although, I will say, I'm sick of Galley food already because I already, like, feel sick from it and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, speaking of that, over the entire break, I ate Well, right when I got home, I had a 12-ounce steak, and before I left, I had a 12-ounce steak. But the only other thing I ate was salads. And
salads are good, though.
I started feeling really healthy by the end of the end of the break, and like I've only been back here a couple days, and I already
feel sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about fasting tomorrow, but I don't think I'm going to, because if I want to have fun on Friday night, then I probably won't want to fast 3 days and then feel sick on Friday.
Understandable.
Anyone else have any pirate rants?
Now at the galley, they don't know the difference between white and wheat.
Really?
So I said, "Can I get a turkey or a turkey supreme on white?" Mm-hmm. She goes, "You said white?" I said, "Yeah, I said white." And then she gets wheat.
That's funny.
And it tasted horrible.
Yeah, wheat sucks.
I don't really like wheat bread.
I like wheat bread, but that wrap made it... it tastes like Play-Doh or something.
Play-Doh?
Yeah, it tastes like Play-Doh.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We don't have any pirate rants.
You don't have any?
No, you jump up and down on it and it shoots you up in the
sky. Oh, yeah, I do have one pirate rant. I did that first time. People who do not know how to play brushes... You know, while playing jazz.
Playing jazz? Who are you talking about?
No need to mention names, but, you know, people who...
Brother back there with the fro? No, you don't.
No, I'm talking about people who play in other ensembles.
Oh, you're talking about BBM.
I didn't say names.
Anyway, okay, yeah, so let's go to our last week's top five poll results. The topic was the best Krispy Kreme flavor, and that was me and Q, so... in second place with 4 votes was the minstrel-infused donut.
And in first place with 6 votes was the Spam Salmon Almond Croquette Tofu-y Donut. Uh-huh.
So I got beat once again on the top 5.
Also, since I
had... And what was the top 5?
Top 5 fantasy donuts.
Top 5 like fantasy flavors for Krispy Kreme donuts. Yeah.
The one that I last did I win that one?
What one? No.
The top 5.
No, maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, because I think like people only voted for mine except for one.
That's the Campus Confessions. That's on Friday's show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the top 5. Though.
Well, I still won that one.
That was top 3.
I beat you on that one.
Well, it's not over yet, you know.
I'm still winning.
You're winning now.
I'm winning.
But
we'll see.
I mean, I do have till
Friday. Everybody out there in podcast land, help me beat Dave.
So this week's top 5 is... what can you do with a dead baby fetus? And we're going to have to pause the game to do this, because you're actually going to have to, like, concentrate. All right, let me teach you the game. It's this game we played when I was in high school. And it goes like this. Everyone goes, and just follow, come in with this. What can you do with a dead baby fetus? And then, like, the next person will go, like, you know, they'll say something like, you know, they'll say whatever that is, and we'll go around 5 times. Cool?
Start with me?
Yeah, start with you. So, start it out with what can you do?
Alright. Now, do I need to say what can you do?
No, you don't have to. It's up to you. We'll do it every round. So, Evan will do it every time.
Okay.
We can actually say what. What can you do with the dead baby fetus?
You can kick it. You can take a shit on it.
You can sink a battleship.
You can eat it.
Get a twit dish.
You can fuck a twit dish.
You can make a salad.
With the steak.
And the knife.
And a twit bitch.
You can reset your alarm clock.
Listen to Chris Bode.
Play trombone.
Listen to Sting and Chris Bode on PBS. Vamp, vamp.
You can play a game.
You can scat with it.
We're up to number 4.
He can jump on his head like Mario does.
You can use it as a butt plug.
You can tape it to a chair and then rape it.
You can give it a hug.
You can take a picture of it on the ground.
These are 5.
All these are 5. You can take a picture of it?
You still want that one, or do you want
to... You mean these are number 1s?
Yeah, number 1s. These are the last ones, yeah.
Okay.
I have nothing. It's so fast-paced. Okay, you ready? You ready? You got it? Everyone ready? You gotta go. I gotta go.
You can put it in a meat grinder and drink it in a smoothie.
Okay.
You can put it in the microwave and forget about it while you're masturbating.
You can learn how to do an abortion.
You can make friends with it.
Okay, so now we say, what can you do again? What can you do with the dead baby fetus? All right, I think next time we're going to do what can you do with a Kit Kat bar. Okay, anyone have any jokes of the week? You had a joke, didn't you? No?
Well,
it's not really funny.
A man walks into a restaurant, and he orders a bowl of soup. He goes, waiter, hey waiter, come here. The waiter's like, what, you know, what's going on? He's like, taste the soup. He's like, what's wrong with the soup? You know, I made the soup should be good, what's wrong with the soup? You know, he's like, just taste the soup. He's like, the soup too hot, the soup too cold? He said, just taste the soup. He's like, all right, where's the spoon? Aha! Aha! What do you know about comedy, you bastard?
Oh my god, okay.
Murphy and Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
Coming to America.
Alright, good one. Okay.
Herder.
Oh!
Evan, you suck at this game.
You shut the fuck up, Dave.
Alright, that's a little virgle. Vulgar.
Virgle?
That's a little virgle. Okay, our outro song for the week is a band
called... That's it! Yes! Right. That's what I'm talking about right there!
The show started at 9:58.
Oh, this is amazing!
There's
this
no
is
way
amazing.
This can be the entire show. No.
Oh, what you guys want to talk about?
What do you want to add?
We gotta talk about something.
Let's talk about Blackbeards.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about our experience at Blackbeard's.
I can't believe you were going to let that happen.
What do you mean? Y'all are always the ones fucking complaining.
The show was 2 minutes long. That's not cool.
I never complained about the time.
And now it's a
That is not true. You've complained about the time.
You complain about the time all the time.
Yeah.
That is your time. Complaining about time.
Yeah.
CP time. So guys, what do you want to talk about? We can talk about Blackbeard's.
Tonight's Tuesday night, and
we always go on Tuesdays.
Blackbeards has their little gathering.
Right? Well, we have ours. I mean, it's not official. We
just
go.
Not?
No, I just decided that Tuesdays were when we were going to do it, so that's when everyone goes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I had the new CAO anniversary, which was the cigar they made for their 65th anniversary. It's rivals my favorite cigar, which is the Avo Signature. And also, the band is the most amazing band I've ever seen.
It's golden, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's made of...
And it came in
the
gold
case. Gold. Yeah, and it comes in a gold tubos. It's amazing.
I had a Bolivar Toro. It was good. It's the first cigar, actually, that I ever had change flavor into popcorn, which is really interesting.
What?
I really liked it. Yeah, it tastes like popcorn towards the last third.
It's not supposed to.
Yeah, I don't know if it's supposed to, but that's what I tasted. It was really amazing.
Buttery popcorn?
What? No, it was... Yeah, I suppose. It was nice.
Popcorn?
It wasn't bad at all.
Okay, now
nice.
Does that mean, like, somebody near it or making the cigar had popcorn?
No, it just means that's what the tobacco tastes like. Tobacco often tastes like food. Just do the slide.
Yeah, but, I mean, popcorn. Just push it down. Just hold down.
Can't do it with your little...
Yeah, you can.
I didn't know that. Retard. Shut up. I haven't played Cigar. It hasn't worked. Okay,
well, what did you have, Quentin?
I had the Olla de Monterey Excalibur.
Did you have the Dark Knight 3?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I had 2 weeks ago. It was nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, I had a punch cut, so...
That's the one that had to finish for, for like a week. Remember? I told
you
I could still taste it like
that.
A week later.
Yeah, it was really
That's
nice. Had good flavor. Had exceptionally good draw for a punch. I usually feel like I really have to, like... force a draw out of my cigars when I have a punch cut. But this actually had a nice draw. It's good. It's enjoyable.
Word. What about you, Evan? What did you have?
I had a Avo Maduro number 9. It's my first time ever trying an Avo.
Really?
Yeah. The first, well, I've had a couple of puffs, you know, days before, but I mean, That's the first time I've ever had, you know, a full one by myself. It was really good. I mean, you know, usually I get cigars and they last a really long time, which I don't mind. But
now, is this one of the lighter ones or the dark ones?
It was the Maduro.
The Maduro.
So it's the dark.
It was
the
dark. Yeah. Okay. Nine. But yeah, it was really good. I mean, you know, I
oh,
was,
he fell on top of you.
Damn.
That's not cool.
A turtle jumped on top of you in Mario. That's never happened.
I usually do a cut, and I like punches, but I prefer cuts over. Over a punch. The draw was really good. Had a lot of good flavor, and the draw was good. I only had to relight it about once, so I mean, that's pretty good. What else about it that I like? It was pretty consistent for the most part, but it changed like a little bit, not much, but it wasn't very noticeable. But you know, it was nice and had a lot of good flavor, so I enjoyed it. It's cool.
Word. We had a good time. Anthony, one of the guys there. Shout out to him. I think he actually said he was going to listen to our show because I told him about
cool,
it
yeah.
after.
Really cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
Very cool guy.
He's from Texas. He's got to move back to Texas next week. So next Tuesday's the last time we'll see him.
What do you know? A bunch of college guys go to a cigar shop and we find a guy that likes jazz.
Yeah, he plays right. French horn, jazz French horn.
And he's a symphonian. He's really good at it.
And he's into slam poetry. He did some slam poetry for us tonight. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
So that was good. Anyone who is interested in cigars, CAO actually has a thing going on where if you answer questions on this quiz they have, then you get a free CX2 and a free CX2 cap while they're still available. So go to CAO's site and, like, you know, try to find that.
Also, who makes Opus?
Opus.
Fuente.
Yeah. Fuente just came out with, I think it's the most beautiful lighter I've ever seen, the Opus X lighter.
But it's so expensive, and it's, like, not worth it whatsoever.
Yeah,
but how much is it?
It's red, and it looks amazing. It doesn't matter how much it is.
It's probably thousands of dollars, because the lighter set is $5,370.
The what?
$5,300. The set, there's this lighter set with...
You have to buy, like, an ashtray and, like, a whole set.
And it comes with a tabletop lighter and a regular lighter.
And how much is this?
$5,370.
Wow.
Yeah, so
you
no
sure
thanks.
Sure you didn't read it wrong?
No, let me go. I have it right here.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, it is.
It's a whole lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
I could buy like three or four trombones.
There you go.
I could buy this
one isn't bad. It's not the red one, bro.
Well, I'm talking about the red one.
I know. I'm just saying. It's going to be expensive no matter what it is.
Wow.
Well, no, it's not even
$5,000.
I know,
actually.
It was like an individual
wife. A few of my favorite dogs.
Right, so it's like
which
that.
Is the Yorkshire Terrier.
It's going
to
be around $1,000.
To
no matter what. And if they just came out with it, it's probably
amazing. So why is it $1,000?
Because Opus X, everyone's like, oh my god, Opus X.
Amazing.
People freak out.
Two stars, bitch.
So just because they can charge that much?
Yeah, essentially. They just came out with a wine set, too. Also, I noticed, I've always enjoyed reading, you know, about things and like reading magazines and stuff, and I finally read some of the Smoke magazine tonight, and you know I've read some of it before, but
is that the one you're reading at Blackbeard's?
Yeah, but I looked at the subscription rate; it's only $11, and then so I think I'm gonna do it actually.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Blackbeard?
No, subscribe to Smoke. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that tonight actually.
Didn't you say you wanted to work at Blackbeard's over the summer?
Well, I wanted to, but now I'm gonna have to live in Raleigh, and it's gonna suck, and I don't want to talk about it. But
did you ask him about it?
No, I haven't talked to him about it. I asked him, actually, we had a brief conversation about cigars after you guys left.
Uh-huh.
It was really brief, though. He's very brief.
Yes.
I asked him if he liked Hoyo de Nicaraguas, and he goes, no. And I was like, well, now I have no idea what else to say.
You said that to him?
No, I didn't say that. No, I was like, oh, I kind of like him. And he was like, oh, nice. Yeah, well, I kind of like full-bodied cigars. And then I asked him if he meant, like, Serie R's, and he goes, no, I mean, like, Chateau Sangrons. And I was like, okay. It was very funny.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's enough about cigars, I guess.
Jazz.
Yeah, we can talk about A-bands.
Jazz Fest.
Yeah, we got the big Jazz Fest coming up.
Looking forward to
Gerald Stafford's coming.
Yeah.
Which will be effing
amazing. Joey DeFrancesco's coming now.
Which
it will
be effing amazing.
Butter.
Looking forward to it.
Butter.
If you haven't heard Joey DeFrancesco, check his shit out.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah.
right auditorium is where we're rehearsing. It's blacked out all week, so we have to find other times to rehearse. Which
did anyone look at the board today? Do we have rehearsal on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. until 2 a.m.?
I'm not sure.
No, he said it's going to be Saturday.
Okay. Well, he said it could be either, and that we needed to check the board. I'm sure we won't know until tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
we probably won't know until.
I mean, I don't really. I think I'd rather have it on Wednesday night.
Yeah, me too.
I definitely would.
I mean, I really wouldn't mind. But
I'd way prefer that over.
But you know, we gotta rehearse. So
yeah, it's cool. Whatever. Let's see. I don't know what else to talk about. See, the thing was, since we weren't here last week, TEC didn't put out Pirate Rants, and actually, they didn't even put out a newspaper today. So I don't know if we'll have Pirate Rants next week.
Is there any
Campus Concession Confessions is gone, and I haven't looked at FARC.com yet, so I don't know. That was really close, Evan.
Yeah, it was.
Just jump in the drain.
Yeah, you're incredibly awesome, Evan.
See that fucking distraction. Fuck you.
Jump. Nice. And jump. Nice. That was
such easy bosses to beat.
Yeah, it's so pathetic.
Anyway, our outro song for the show is a band called T-Soul. The song's called Code Blue. It's a very interesting song. I hope you guys enjoy this. It goes out to James, yeah.
So, James,
I hope you enjoy this. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. I'm Sloppy Dave. We'll see you guys next time.
This is Dude. See you guys later. Peace out.
This is Chris. James, stop antiquing and listen to the show.
This is Quentin, and I play the rusty trombone.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Oh yeah, we forgot
something. You can visit our website at http://engagementhead.blogspot.com. Don't fucking yell. I hate it when you do that. I'm not going to put this on. It's going to be a blooper.
Come on, dude.
No, you pissed me off.
Also, you can email us at engagementhead@gmail.com.
And you can also call our hotline 206-20-E-HEAD.
Oh, I fucking hate those things.
Evans.
All right, bye, guys.
Later.
Enjoy it.